Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
And right now on the line with me, I have Stephen King. We have been chatting back and forth about the work to bring students into the engineering fold, if you will. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Stephen King.
If we're looking at General Motors saying that they're going to stop manufacturing or cease manufacturing internal combustion engines by 2035, they're a leader in the industry. Volvo said that they're going to cease by 2030. If we have trends such as that, then I think that the leaders in the community, the leaders in education, and students themselves need to be aware of where industries are going and what the new trend or what they expect to be in the future. So we're not caught off guard, but if we can start out at an early age of, hey, this is where the industry's going, so if you want to go into diesel repair, that's fine, there's nothing wrong with that, but be aware that the technology is shifting toward more electrical, more electronics. When you're in high school, that's not the time to be shy. That's the time to be stepping up and marking your place of where you want to be, recognized as, hey, I'd like to do this, and I want to go in that direction. And let people know, if your parents are members of a civic organization, sometimes they give scholarships out to students that are aspiring in a certain direction that would help the community out and so forth. It depends on the size of your community as well. So a larger municipality is going to have more opportunities than a smaller one, but it doesn't mean don't rule the smaller one out. Sometimes the actual community colleges have more scholarships available than they openly advertise because there's just so many available. It's not meaning that there's just buckets full of money. It just means that there's stuff there that they don't promote as much or don't advertise as much.
Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.